Question 1. You hear two travel agents talking about the holidays people choose.
It's interesting to see what holidays people choose, isn't it?
Yes, they tend to love all the coach tours and trips where they can be with lots of other people all the time.
You've been finding that, maybe, but I can't say I have.
Well, they certainly appreciate staying in nice hotels at a reasonable price.
Can't argue with that. But you can do that travelling alone, can't you? I've noticed more people are looking for trips to major cities.
I've been dealing with people looking for something a bit different, usually involving beaches.
It's interesting to see what holidays people choose, isn't it?
Yes, they tend to love all the coach tours and trips where they can be with lots of other people all the time.
You've been finding that, maybe, but I can't say I have.
Well, they certainly appreciate staying in nice hotels at a reasonable price.
Can't argue with that. But you can do that travelling alone, can't you? I've noticed more people are looking for trips to major cities.
I've been dealing with people looking for something a bit different, usually involving beaches.
Question 2. You hear a writer talking about his job.
People often assume that being a novelist is something you do because that's what you've always dreamt of doing. And in many cases, that's absolutely true. In mine, though, it was more of a process of trying out a few different things first, then finding myself having a go at writing something. And I knew almost immediately it was exactly the right thing for me as a career. The books I've written so far are by no means perfect, but that's hardly surprising. When people say it must be tough to be a writer, I tell them they're wrong. It's a whole lot worse than tough. People often assume that being a novelist is something you do because that's what you've always dreamt of doing. And in many cases, that's absolutely true. In mine, though, it was more of a process of trying out a few different things first, then finding myself having a go at writing something. And I knew almost immediately it was exactly the right thing for me as a career. The books I've written so far are by no means perfect, but that's hardly surprising. When people say it must be tough to be a writer, I tell them they're wrong. It's a whole lot worse than tough.
Question 3. You hear two people talking about a TV programme they both watched.
Did you watch that programme on Channel 4 last night?
Yeah, and those shots of penguins in Antarctica, weren't they funny?
Yeah, when they were speeding through the water, then leaping out when they got to the edge of the ice. It was brilliant.
And then they slid down those icy slopes or just fell over.
That really made me laugh. They're so fit and fast when they're swimming. They'd easily beat the best Olympic swimmers. And then so clumsy on land. But that was the point, wasn't it? To show how world-class swimmers can learn from animals. In the water, at least. Did you watch that programme on Channel 4 last night?
Yeah, and those shots of penguins in Antarctica, weren't they funny?
Yeah, when they were speeding through the water, then leaping out when they got to the edge of the ice. It was brilliant.
And then they slid down those icy slopes or just fell over.
That really made me laugh. They're so fit and fast when they're swimming. They'd easily beat the best Olympic swimmers. And then so clumsy on land. But that was the point, wasn't it? To show how world-class swimmers can learn from animals. In the water, at least.
Question 4. You hear a woman talking about her first day working as a restaurant chef.
I can't say my first day went very well. I know it wasn't my fault at all, and I did my best. And I don't blame anyone else in the kitchen, in fact. We were all working as fast as we could, and the restaurant was absolutely full. There were also some staff off sick, and we just couldn't keep up with the orders. Of course, I'm a bit concerned about that, even though the manager told me not to be, and that it was just bad luck. But I can't help it, because after all, chefs are supposed to be able to deal with things like that. I can't say my first day went very well. I know it wasn't my fault at all, and I did my best. And I don't blame anyone else in the kitchen, in fact. We were all working as fast as we could, and the restaurant was absolutely full. There were also some staff off sick, and we just couldn't keep up with the orders. Of course, I'm a bit concerned about that, even though the manager told me not to be, and that it was just bad luck. But I can't help it, because after all, chefs are supposed to be able to deal with things like that.
Question 5. You hear two members of local government talking about a park.
Have you read that report on Chester Park?
I have. Lots of people say it's a great place for a walk after work.
That's good.
One thing they mention is that it's all a bit overgrown, so people who like their parks neat and tidy aren't keen. But as a result, it's full of birds that you wouldn't find elsewhere in the city.
It sounds perfect. Sitting under a tree on a park bench.
Well, there were lots of complaints about the benches being old and broken, I'm afraid.
Oh, well. We can easily sort that out. Have you read that report on Chester Park?
I have. Lots of people say it's a great place for a walk after work.
That's good.
One thing they mention is that it's all a bit overgrown, so people who like their parks neat and tidy aren't keen. But as a result, it's full of birds that you wouldn't find elsewhere in the city.
It sounds perfect. Sitting under a tree on a park bench.
Well, there were lots of complaints about the benches being old and broken, I'm afraid.
Oh, well. We can easily sort that out.
Question 6. You hear a decorator talking to his colleague about moving some furniture.
I'm going to decorate the living room today, and if I need your help, I'll ask, of course, but I think I can manage to move most of the furniture out on my own. It shouldn't take long, none of it's that heavy. If I were 30 years younger like you, it would be even easier, but I'll be fine. But I will take your advice on one thing, and it's nice of you to think of it. I'll leave the piano where it is, as it's so heavy, and just cover it while I do the decorating. You've got plenty to do yourself, I know. I'm going to decorate the living room today, and if I need your help, I'll ask, of course, but I think I can manage to move most of the furniture out on my own. It shouldn't take long, none of it's that heavy. If I were 30 years younger like you, it would be even easier, but I'll be fine. But I will take your advice on one thing, and it's nice of you to think of it. I'll leave the piano where it is, as it's so heavy, and just cover it while I do the decorating. You've got plenty to do yourself, I know.
Question 7. You hear two chemistry students talking about their course.
So, what do you think about the course so far, then?
Not bad at all. It's a bit dull at times, but it's all pretty useful, I think.
Absolutely.
I mean, once we've qualified and we're employed in a lab or wherever, what we've been taught here will mean we really do know what we're doing.
Right. There are some things, though, which I'd hoped we might look at in a bit more depth.
Yeah, but I suppose they have to make sure we have all the basics, and then we can specialise later on, in the final part of the course.
That's true. So, what do you think about the course so far, then?
Not bad at all. It's a bit dull at times, but it's all pretty useful, I think.
Absolutely.
I mean, once we've qualified and we're employed in a lab or wherever, what we've been taught here will mean we really do know what we're doing.
Right. There are some things, though, which I'd hoped we might look at in a bit more depth.
Yeah, but I suppose they have to make sure we have all the basics, and then we can specialise later on, in the final part of the course.
That's true.
Question 8. You hear a student talking about the room she rents.
The good thing about the room I rent is that it's only 10 minutes away on foot from the university campus, so I always get to lectures on time. The downside is that during the day there's lots of traffic in the street below, so I have to have the window closed so that it's quiet enough for me to work. But it's fine in the evenings. It's certainly not spacious, though, so I've had to leave some of the stuff I wanted to bring at my parents'. There's plenty of room there. And of course, I wish the rent was a bit lower, but it's manageable. The good thing about the room I rent is that it's only 10 minutes away on foot from the university campus, so I always get to lectures on time. The downside is that during the day there's lots of traffic in the street below, so I have to have the window closed so that it's quiet enough for me to work. But it's fine in the evenings. It's certainly not spacious, though, so I've had to leave some of the stuff I wanted to bring at my parents'. There's plenty of room there. And of course, I wish the rent was a bit lower, but it's manageable.
That is the end of part 1.